Good morning and welcome to Mountain Money, a special pledge edition of Mountain Money. This is Larry Warren along with Doug Wells, and we are working this hour on a challenge grant from Mountain West Bank.
We are, and I love the fact that our show is on Monday because we're at the start of Pledge Drive Week, and there are lots of goodies, so you want to call in. Larry, what number can folks call in?
Oh, let me see if I can remember it. 649-9004. 649-9004. We hope you'll call this hour and support KPCW and Mountain West Bank as they brought in a nice challenge grant, and we need to raise the funds to meet that challenge. And our deep appreciation to the All Resort Group for coming in and kicking off, as they always do, the pledge drive on Monday morning.
They do, and that gets us off to a quick start. And sometimes there's a couple left over for our show. Are there any left over, any of the
Are some. You can ask the phone attendants, our great volunteers, answering the phones in the pledge room, and they can tell you what is still available. And let me first say we are heading to a high of 81 degrees under sunny skies today. Should be gorgeous. Little bit of smoky haze out there drifting in from California. If you're in the Heber Valley, at about 6 degrees, it'll be about 87 there. So gorgeous day ahead. And as guests today, we have Ryan Hoffman and Brooks Harbertson from Mountain West Bank. And then a little later on, we're going to be joined by Terry Orm, who is the publisher of the Salt Lake Tribune. A lot going on with the Salt Lake Tribune and all print media as the world really transitions to digital delivery systems. And we're going to talk about the challenges of newspapering today, what the future of the Tribune is, both in print and online. And we hope you'll stay tuned for that. It should be an interesting discussion.
Yeah, and I know the Salt Lake Trib is rolling out a new program, too, and Terry's going to tell us about that. You're going to want to hear it, so stay tuned.
So let's start with Mountain Money and come back right after these messages, and then we will be rocking and rolling on Pledge Edition of Mountain Money, 649-9004. Give us a call, pledge, and we will tell you what is available as we go along. So stay tuned.
This summer, tune into KPCW every Tuesday to join us for This Green Earth. We'll bring you the latest on all things environmental,
including extreme weather, melting sea ice, crazy wolverines, wild flowers, and sweaty polar bears.
All that every Tuesday at 9 a.m.
Brought to you by
Recycle Utah,
Republic Services,
Vail Resorts,
and Rocky Mountain Power.
Welcome back to Mountain Money. In studio with us for the pledge edition of Mountain Money, a challenge grant offered by Ryan Hoffman and Brooks Harbertson of Mountain West Bank. Welcome, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate having you, and you are also sponsors of this program, and we appreciate that as well. Let's talk a little bit about Mountain West Bank. You are in the Holiday Village Shopping Center. I don't know if anybody knows it's called that anymore. That's the old name for it. But it's the Fresh Market Shopping Center, and you're next to the theaters.
You got it. So our address, if you look us up, it'll have a Park Avenue address, and you'd have a hard time seeing our branch if you're standing on Park Avenue trying to find a branch.
Yeah, it's more a Kearns Avenue.
So it's more visible from Kearns, for people familiar with that area. If you turn on Kearns and head towards out of town, you'll see us on the right side of the road. It has a long drive-through.
And if you think that drive-through is for buying movie tickets, you're wrong.
Have you been asked?
Although, we get that regularly. So sometimes we're just going to say yes, I think.
Well,
we'll just walk over and buy them.
Well, you might make a deal with them and get a little commission off of it.
Keep a stash of tickets there for those cases. But
I tried to play a joke on them the other day and ask if I could withdraw money from the movie theater window, and they just looked at me like, are you crazy? And I thought, this is funny.
They didn't get it.
No.
You don't ever play hooky and go see a matinee next door, do you?
Not yet.
I've planted the seed. Maybe it'll happen. Well, let's talk a little bit about the bank. You are part of a holding company that's based in the Intermountain West. Who all are you affiliated with?
Yeah, so Mountain West Bank is a division of Glacier Bank. So Glacier Bank is out of Montana. And they make up several divisions throughout the Rocky Mountain area. Mountain West Bank is the largest division. Our corporate is in Coeur d'Alene. Having said all that, we are a local branch of this division and operate very much like a local branch. They give us a lot of autonomy to run it how we see fit and cater to the needs, specific needs of our community, whether that's in structuring financing deals, whether that's, you know, special networking, you know, supporting our local nonprofits like KPCW. But yeah, having said that, it's very much a community and local run branch.
So, you know, the banking industry has gone through a lot of changes in the last 7 or 8 years, right? I mean, we had the financial crisis. It was the go-go days before the financial crisis. Then everything shut down. And now it seems like there's pockets of banking, pockets of lending that are really starting to get healthy again and vibrant again. And then there's others that have really been slow to come along and are still very difficult to get those types of loans. What are you seeing? What are some loans that are available easier to get today that maybe 2 years ago were very difficult to get?
Well, I think we're seeing an increase, especially in our market, of spec lending. For a long time, at least a handful of years, there was no spec lending available. So we've done a couple of those. We try to be really cautious on the spec lending that we do, but that's something that's starting to warm up a little bit. The demand is certainly there. It's just a matter of which of the banks are going to decide they want to take that risk. We've done, like I said, a handful. But, you know, I'd say in general, the commercial lending arena has picked up. I think we're seeing fewer fence sitters, and people are buying equipment or borrowing against their lines of credit to grow their businesses where they weren't even 2 years ago.
I'm glad I asked that question because I was not expecting that spec lending is at the point now where it's starting to pick up, because that's some of the riskier lending that you guys do.
Absolutely. And like I said, we have to be very, very selective in which ones we choose. We're not going to do a $30 million development loan like we may have done 5 years ago.
Or a lot loan that
is specifically spec. But if we have a really strong borrower and a really strong project, we may take on a couple of those.
And Larry, it looks like you have a thank you there from a supporter of KPCW.
Actually, what I have written on a thank you form is let you know what the deal of the hour is. And there are just 5 of these left for a $25 pledge. Remember, folks, you're supporting public radio, and $25 is kind of the entry-level pledge for us. But we will provide you with a gift certificate to Tony Caputo's Market and Deli in Salt Lake, a $25 certificate, and a $10 add-on to Copper Moose Farms. So a $25 pledge gets you $35 in thank you premiums. Just one of the hourly specials. Keep listening all week, and we will have other screaming deals like the Caputo's and Copper Moose Farms deal. Now, if you are planning to enter the Summit Challenge, the National Ability Center's Summit Challenge, it is this coming weekend, and you can get an entry to the Summit Challenge and an outdoor pack with sunglasses, towel hat, espresso mug, all included. That's $155 value. If you're going to race in the Summit Challenge anyway, why not both race and support KPCW at the same time by bringing us a $100 pledge, and you will get $155 in value at the Summit Challenge and their goodie bags.
And if you want to ride around town with a Summit Challenge jersey, but you don't want to do the challenge, it looks like we've got a couple jerseys available here for a $50 pledge. Unfortunately, you're going to have to be a size small, so we're speaking to a modest percent of the audience in Park City. But
a fit audience here.
It's fit, but size small, especially a bike jersey. That's a very small jersey.
And if it's a Euro fit, it's really small.
You're not going to go for that one, Brooks.
So. Nope, I'm going to pass.
Okay. Well, let's remember that it's 649-9004 and that listeners support public radio in Park City. A quarter of our operating income for the year comes from listeners like you, and this is the week we specifically come to you and ask for your pledges to keep us on the air and keep local journalism strong. This is one of the ways that we are able to finance a three and a half person newsroom in little old Park City, is by listener contributions. We'll be talking with Terry Orme coming up shortly about the new face of journalism for the Salt Lake Tribune as well. But remember, local journalism is important, and we rely on your contributions to keep us strong. And Ryan, we have a thank you.
Got a thank you going out to Lisa and Dave Allison with a message that says, "We love KPCW."
Appreciate that. Thanks, Lisa. Lisa just joined the KPCW board. A little bit of breaking news. She just joined last week. So we welcome Lisa to the KPCW
Glad
family.
Glad to have her on the board. And Larry, we're talking about deals and some of the things folks can get. It's just amazing, actually, what you guys do. It's for a $50 donation to KPCW, you have your choice of several amazing deals. You can get $25 to the eating establishment plus two tickets to the Park City Film Series. So that's about
Date night.
It's date night, and it's going to cost you about $50 anyways. Or here's another one for the $50 donation. $25 Squatters or Wasatch Brew Pub certificate plus $25 to Storm Cycles, the bike shop over by the Redstone. So that's $50 in retail value that you're getting, and you're supporting the station with $50.
And let's go to the other end of the donation spectrum for and you know, we're now less than 100 days to the opening day of the ski season, and we have lots of ski tickets available to Deer Valley and Park City. And remember, Park City is now the former Canyon, so we now have two resorts instead of three to offer tickets to, but we can, for a $500 donation, get you two winter tickets to Deer Valley and two to Park City. You know you're going to need those for your guests and family who are arriving for Christmas and other winter vacations, or we'll cut that deal in half for the $250 donation level, and you can get two winter tickets to the resort of your choice.
Larry, I wanted to take a second just to thank the volunteers taking calls this morning, Lisa Allison, Jane Campbell, and Cherie Ober. So thanks to them for taking calls from all of you that are
absolutely
just waiting to pledge your money to KPCW.
649-9004.
Yeah, reminder, so we've got a $500 challenge grant, and of course you can donate a lot more than that. That's how much Mountain West Bank will match, but please call in at 649-9004 and donate in any amount.
And we would appreciate that. And in just a moment, we're going to bring in Terry Orme and talk about the business of newspapering in the digital age that we're in. And we will be doing that in just a few moments. But first, a reminder, 649-9004, your contributions are needed this week to keep us strong, to keep our journalism strong, to keep our programming strong. And Ryan just mentioned the volunteers. You know, we have many more than the 50 volunteers who are on the air, but we have about 50 different volunteer announcers, DJs, Sunday morning, Saturday morning program hosts. Our public affairs hosts are mostly volunteers, like Doug Wells on Mountain Money.
You can make a pledge to support us volunteers, can't you, Larry?
Absolutely, at 649-9004. So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, remember, it's the Mountain West Bank Challenge Grant Hour. Please call if you're a client of Mountain West Bank, if you have received a loan from Mountain West Bank, if you've enjoyed the service at Mountain West Bank. Please give us a call. And Brooks, let's thank a few of the donors this morning.
All right. We've got a thank you from Farrah Spencer. She says hello to Ryan, Brooks, and Larry. We love Farrah. She's
a great attorney.
Thanks
so much, Farrah. I love saying this. Longreimer, Weininger, and Beppler.
I'm glad you said it, because I can't.
Longreimer, Weininger, and Beppler.
We've got two more to thank here. One from Cheryl Soschnick says, happy 35th birthday.
Thank you, Cheryl.
And then another one from the karaoke cab, Michael Falk.
Excellent.
So,
great way to get around town if you want to sing as you ride. So, thanks very much for calling. Keep the calls coming, 649-9004, and we will be back with more Mountain Money after this.
This is Craig McCarthy with the Park City Chamber Bureau. Being a member of the Chamber Bureau is a great investment for your business and provides a wide array of benefits. We promote your business, provide networking and educational opportunities, and even have benefit programs for you and your employees. For more information, visit us online at visitparkcity.com or call us at 649-6100. The Park City Chamber Bureau is a nonprofit membership-based organization and a proud supporter of KPCW.
Welcome back to Mountain Money, special birthday pledge drive edition. We signed on the air 35 years ago in July, so it's this is our 35th birthday plus a month. And we encourage your calls at 649-9004. And now we want to welcome to the studio for Mountain Money an old friend and colleague, Terry Orme, publisher of the Salt Lake Tribune. Welcome.
Hello, Doug. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for coming in.
And someone with Summit County roots, as the Tribune has a long association with Park City.
Absolutely. The Tribune was founded by the original owners, were silver miners, and plowed their the profits from the silver mines into a newspaper down in the valley, and hopefully serving all of Utah.
And from the beginning, your tagline has been Utah's independent voice.
Absolutely. We feel like we're the newspaper and the newsroom for all Utahns. We're one of the major news organizations in Utah. Our main competitors are owned by the LDS Church. We're independent from the LDS Church, and that we feel gives us the cachet and the ability to cover things involving the Mormon Church, the influence in government and business, and so we think of ourselves as beholden to no one, and except for our readers.
And everyone knows when reading the Deseret News that there is one sacred cow. It's not unobvious, and you would say that you're not certainly not the anti-Mormon voice, but you are the independent voice that looks at all religions equally and fairly.
Well said. And you can say those things about the Deseret News. I'll offer a big no comment.
But well, Larry, as you say, Robert Kirby will equally make fun of all religions. So I think it's as unbiased as you can be.
Well, but I think, you know, what we've learned, and let me just wax on as somebody who has labored in the trenches of journalism for 40 years. The Salt Lake Tribune is an essential service to the people of Utah. Look at their journalism any given day. Look especially on Sundays at the cover story that is in the Salt Lake Tribune. That is not a story that is whipped out on Friday afternoon. This week, it was a very in-depth discussion of Escalante and the Grand Staircase Monument, which remains controversial these many years later.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there are a lot of rhetoric surrounding the creation of national monuments in Utah right now with Barack Obama, President Obama, being said to be considering designated a new national monument in southeastern Utah. We don't know if that's really going to happen or not. But the specter of Bill Clinton coming in and naming Grand Staircase Escalante in the 1990s, there's been a lot of rhetoric. So we went down to Garfield County and to Escalante, talked to the people on the ground there, do some firsthand reporting, and try to get different points of view and get a truer picture, perhaps, of what's going on down there and how people really feel about that monument.
And that is the kind of journalism you still get in the Salt Lake Tribune, and we're going to talk about the challenges of newspapering today, but I don't want it to go unsaid that that and publicly compliment you and your staff also for the dogged reporting of the financial arrangements and quid pro quos and all the rest surrounding the past Attorney General and the most recent former Attorney General of the state of Utah.
Very, very much appreciated, Larry. That's very kind of you. Thank you.
And that is still possible, but there are challenges like never before in newspapering. And it's evident when you pick up the Tribune, which is lighter and thinner than it's been in some time.
Yeah, no question about it. Like every newspaper in the United States, the Salt Lake Tribune is facing a real dilemma because our print audience is going away. You talk to anybody, you know, below 40 almost these days, and you ask them, have you read a newspaper in the last week? Most of them will shake their heads, and where they're getting their news is they're getting it on laptops, they're getting it on the radio, too. They're getting it via their handheld devices, their smartphones or tablets, and while the newspaper industry has historically had a real strong advertising presence in print, that too is going away. So as we evolve and move toward digital, we still haven't figured out the financial piece of that, the revenue piece of it, and that's been going on for about 10 years, and we're still trying to figure it out.
And why do you think that is? I mean, because 10 years is an eternity in the digital world. I mean, unfortunately, journalism was one of the first industries to get disrupted by the internet when it came out. All of a sudden, everybody that could put together a blog was a journalist, and I think our reading style started to change too, where some of these in-depth pieces, a lot of folks are reading, you know, their attention span, unfortunately, over the last decade has gotten shorter. So you were one of the first industries to get attacked. Why do you think 10 years later you're still struggling with what's the best revenue model?
I still think that we're trying to take the old model, which is print, and applying it to the new model, which is digital, and it just isn't working. For one thing, and I think many people would agree when I say this, people shake their heads and they nod. When you go online, are you going online to search out advertising? Generally not. You're going online to find information. And so hooking that customer with digital advertising is a lot trickier than anyone thought it would be. And I think where the model is now going, and I think if you look at the New York Times, you will see where things are going. It's really to a subscriber-based, you know, putting up paywalls around your content online and asking people to pay a modest fee to pay for that. I think that's where things are going right now.
But the maybe mistake, maybe just naivete early on in the digital age was newspapers published their entire newspaper content online for free. And now you are faced with dialing that back and saying, now we want you to pay for it. And how difficult is it to claw back to that position?
Yeah, once you've been giving away something for free, it's you're absolutely right, Larry. It's a challenge to say all of a sudden, hey, we're gonna start charging you for it. Although newspapers across the country have done that, some with not much success, they've had to unring that bell and take down that paywall. But I think that's where the world is going. Now, in our market in Salt Lake City, we have resisted a paywall. The main reason is because we have two very strong competitors. We have KSL and we have the Deseret News, very strong digitally. And we have worried for a long time that if you put up a paywall, you're just going to drive all your traffic away from you and towards them, and that's why we've resisted, and they've resisted as well, perhaps because they may have the same fear about us. So it's a tricky, delicate dance we're doing, and basically the way I look at it is you just have to put as many oars in the water as you can to attract revenue. There isn't going to be one single thing that solves this issue. It's going to be a lot of things.
And speaking of the several oars that you have in the water, you just recently introduced a new program for the Salt Lake Trib. It's a voluntary membership program. Tell us about that.
Well, for years, I have had people come up to me and say, you know, why are you giving away your content for free online? Why are you doing that? You know, if you were to charge me, I would pay for it. I would gladly pay for it. Well, now I can say to them, hey, here's your chance. You can go online. You can sign up as a member. You can put your credit card in and give us $10 a month, and that'll take care of your conscience problem you've been having, and that's what we're doing. It's strictly voluntary. But if you do it, we make it so you get something for it. And what we give you is we give you an advertising-free website. When you have no ads on your website is faster, it's more responsive. And, you know, you don't have those ads that for some people are annoying, you know, the pop-up ads, the survey ads, those sorts of things. And so it's a better experience. So we're trying to give people something for their money.
Remember, it is the KPCW birthday pledge drive. Please give us a birthday present, and we'll give you a gift premium back. It's a win-win for all of us. 649-9004. We have volunteers in the pledge room waiting to take your call now. So, Terry Orme, publisher of the Salt Lake Tribune, you have now gone to your readers and said, would you consider paying us $10 a month to get an advertisement-free website. How's it going?
You know, I'm pleased. We're in the mid-hundreds. We're inching slowly toward 500 members. So I'm pleased with the results. We launched this in the middle of summer, which isn't the best time to be doing something like this because, you know, people are on vacation. Our web traffic numbers are down slightly from when they're during the school year and during when the vacation season isn't around. So we're very happy with it. We're going to be promoting it more heavily in coming weeks and months. But so far, I'm very, very pleased with it. It's an experiment, a bit of a crapshoot. We didn't know how people were going to respond, but the fact that people are responding, and the fact that I'm hearing such positive things from people that, you know, that they say, hey, this is good. It's about time you did this. I think we're going to be successful.
What are some other things that are happening in two newspaper towns? How are other newspapers experimenting and trying to come up with a solution?
You know, there aren't very many two newspaper towns anymore. Look at Denver, the Rocky Mountain News, the oldest newspaper in Colorado, closed, 5 years ago? So look at Seattle, look at San Francisco. I mean, if you go around and around and around, two newspaper towns are very, very rare. And I'll tell you what happens when you don't have competition. You start seeing lazy journalism. Competition in journalism and in newsrooms is a good thing. You know, people in Utah are fortunate. We've got four pretty viable television stations that have aggressive news coverage. We've got some excellent public and community radio stations, KPCW among them. News consumers in Utah are fortunate. To answer your question, there just aren't very many two newspaper towns anymore.
Well, I think people who don't get around much don't realize the quality of journalism that has existed for a long time and still does exist in Utah, even as media shrinks because of the business challenges. It's 649-9004. We are working on a challenge grant from Mountain West Bank. Ryan Hoffman, Brooks Harbertson in the studio. Let's acknowledge some of the donors.
Just before that, I think one of the best ways to advertise is still through KPCW. So what a better way than to pledge some money to the station, right?
Indeed. Appreciate that.
One big, huge thank you to Craig Rodman. Craig's over at Coalition Title, one of the great title companies in town. We have
we're lucky we live in a place with so many great title companies that have a real desire to help the community. So thanks, Craig.
Thanks, Craig. A serial donor, we'll be hearing that name, I think, all week long if Craig's wallet will stand it.
And then one more big shout-out to Alex Butwinski, longtime local here. And he says, thanks to Ryan, Brooks, and Marilyn and Mountain West Bank, a true community bank.
Let's talk a little bit more about banking with you guys. Interest rates are still crazy low, but that may be changing.
Well, we know as much as you do on that front, unfortunately. I left my crystal ball at home, but I tell my customers all the time, rates are still so good. So if you're thinking about doing something, now's still a great time. We know that at some point in the near future, rates are going to change, and they're not going down. They're going to start going back up. So anybody that's thinking about either refinancing a mortgage or refinancing a building, now's still a good time. And with that, I'll plug, we have a new mortgage lender in our branch. Her name's Tara. She's wonderful. We're glad to have her. So we're now a full-service branch, which we haven't been before. So we're excited to be, you know, fully staffed with any type of lending that someone might need, we can probably handle.
And a home mortgage today is hovers right around 4%, which over the history of mortgages in the last 30 years in this town is still a crazy good rate.
Yeah, and in fact, last week we were looking at jumbo rates, Tara and I together, and rates were in the high threes on a jumbo. So it's that blows my mind.
But most of this town is jumbo.
Absolutely.
Territory, yeah. So the jumbo.
The majority of stuff here is going to be jumbo. Yeah.
Let me also add, as a financial advisor, you know, we, as you say, we don't know whether rates are going up or down. Certainly long term, we all think rates are going up, but sometimes they do blip down, right?
Sure. Absolutely.
But if you're waiting for that to happen, it's probably a fool's game. I mean, if you can refinance now and lower your rate, many of these loans have a no penalty refinance after 6 months or 12 months. Mm-hmm. So if you do get surprised and rates come back down, you can take advantage of that.
Yeah, and I agree. I think for an eighth of a percent over 30 years, it's probably not worth trying to game the system.
Once you're north of a quarter, once you're saving a quarter of a percent or more, it's probably worth starting.
Absolutely.
I mean, you have a $500,000 mortgage. That's $100 a month you're going to save.
Right.
With
so
a quarter point.
If you just can't wait, go ahead and do it. But I think, yeah, let's look at options to help people so that if it does dip down, which we've seen it do in the last couple of months, just, you know, an eighth or a quarter here and there, and then it'll go back up. The 10-year Treasury really has played some games lately, so we'll see what happens.
This is the KPCW 35th Birthday Pledge Drive, 649-9004. Give us a call. We have thank you premiums at any level from $25 on up. Working on the special right now is a $25 gift certificate at Tony Caputo's Great Deli in Salt Lake on 3rd West and 4th South. And deli and market there with gourmet foods, and we'll add on a $10 certificate to Copper Moose Farms, all that for just a $25 pledge. Pledges at all levels. Ski tickets, we will run out of those by the end of the week, so get those also. Great Park City restaurants have donated certificates to us. Buena Vida, Rhode Island Diner, River Horse, Jadati's, Wasso, Shabu, Butchers, The Pickle Jar, Squatters, and Wasatch Brew Pub Eating Establishment, on and on. Just talk with our volunteers, and they can help you pick something that you would like.
Yeah, and I just mentioned saving $100 on your mortgage. If you end up taking us up on that for a $100 donation, Larry mentioned Shabu's and Butchers.
Just
share that with us once or twice a year. But for a $100 donation, you get a $25 gift certificate to Shabu's, plus two tickets to the Showcase of Homes, which is coming up, or a $25 gift certificate to Butchers, and a $50 gift certificate to the Egyptian Theater. So that's a bargain. It's a great thing to do. It's a great way to support the stations.
Yeah, and have a great date at the same time. And remember that on this weekend, it's the Summit Challenge, and if you're going to enter, you can get your entry here through KPCW this week. And for a $100 pledge, you will get an entry to the Summit Challenge and an outdoor pack with sunglasses, towel, hat, and espresso mug. That's a $155 value for a $100 pledge. So remember the number, 649-9004. And let's go back to Terry Orme and talk a little bit more about the Salt Lake Tribune. And first, let's acknowledge another donor this hour, Terry.
Okay, Larry. This is Bob DePasquale of Nationwide Drafting and Office Supply. Bob says, thanks, KPCW.
Great. Thanks, Bob.
We've got another one here from Bob Richer. What a great community asset we have in Bob. He said a special thank you to Ryan for his participation on the Mountainlands Community Housing Board. So Ryan's a huge asset to that board and a huge asset to our branch. So we're glad to have that be
Bob
part of
Richer,
his job.
A double or triple or quadruple threat in Park City. He is our board chair and the Mountainlands board chair.
What a great guy to have on any board. I mean, I think what a great community person to be around.
Indeed.
Yeah. I agree. We got another one. Let's see. Thank you to Hope Melville. And message is love the 9 o'clock programs.
Thanks, Hope. Great member, a founding member of our Broadcasters Club. We appreciate the Melvilles and all you guys do. Let's go turn back to Terry Orme of the Salt Lake Tribune. You've also branched out into other media.
Yeah.
Our former sister station and still great friend, KCPW, in Salt Lake now partners with you.
Yeah, we have a couple of radio partnerships, both with KCPW and also with Utah Public Radio up in Logan. Look, we're trying to get our content on any platform that's out there. You want to be out wherever people are. If they're in their car listening to the radio, we want to be there. And as what online and the digital revolution, I call it, has taught us, that we need to be, it's not just the written word anymore. It's not just print. You go online to sltrib.com, you'll see videos. Every lunch hour, Monday through Friday, we host a half-hour video chat. Jennifer Napier-Pierce, our multimedia specialist, interviews newsmakers about this big story from yesterday or the day before or last week. And we do have an hour on KCPW every Friday where we do a roundtable of the week's news. And that is now, just starting last Friday, a simulcast with Utah Public Radio up in Logan that has a statewide reach, so we hit all the corners of the state.
Jennifer Napier-Pierce does a great job with that program. I love her show.
Thank you very much. Jennifer is really a great asset in our newsroom, brings another dimension to what we do.
You know, as this new world progresses, will there be a newspaper in physical paper form on the doorstep in the future?
Yeah, great question, Larry. And the short answer is I have no idea. But this is what I think. This is what I predict. There will always be a print component to the Salt Lake Tribune. Now, it might be a lot different. It might be not 7 days a week. Now, when I say those things, our devoted readers get very nervous and they start going, you're not gonna cut down to just 5 days a week or 3 days a week, are you? No, I think that day is a long way off. But there's no question about it that print is declining. I think that the figures nationwide, and I think this applies to us too, you know, is between 5% and 10% a year, and you know that keeps going. You're going to hit a point where you know print is going to have to change. I think there will always be a print component. The print component will be more analytical, more in depth. Less emphasis on breaking news. You can't beat the internet for breaking news, or radio for that matter. So I think it'll be less of that, less of the breaking news, and more of the analysis and context that people want.
Terry, I asked you earlier about, you know, what have you learned from other two-town newspapers? What you learned is you got to be really careful because it's a tough space.
Yeah.
What about from some of the other nationwide papers? Like, I know Jeff Bezos just bought the Washington Post. What's he doing there? What's the New York Times doing? What's the LA newspapers doing to address this revenue issue?
Well, if you look at, let me use the New York Times as the example, because I think it's a great example. In the last 18 months or so, last 2 years, the New York Times has accomplished something that is pretty unusual and telling about the future. They now make more money through subscription revenue, i.e. people buying their newspaper, people subscribing to their newspaper, but most importantly, people paying for the digital aspects of their newspapers, and that their circulation subscription revenue has eclipsed their advertising revenue.
And that's a flip from the conventional wisdom.
Huge flip, giant flip, historic kind of perhaps, I shouldn't get too hyperbolic here, but perhaps revolutionary. I mean, those revenue lines crossed. So I think that is telling. I think that tells you something.
649-9004 is the number to call with your pledge. It is the KPCW birthday pledge drive of summer 2015. We only come to you twice a year for 5-day periods each time, and from that we derive a quarter of our operating income, and that is what helps finance our local journalism. We have added Renee Bodley in the last couple of weeks to the news staff on a part-time basis, and her reports are being filed, and that gives us 3.5 people covering news for you in Park City, which is a pretty extraordinary newsroom for a place this small. Terry, wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. You know, as our newsrooms shrink, we have to get smarter, we have to get more strategic in what we cover, and we have to listen to our audiences. And when they tell us they want something, when they respond to something, that's what we need to be doing.
And, you know, journalism has been going through with this revolution a lot of soul searching as to how serious journalism will get done in the future. And there are some new models emerging. Some foundations are getting into the news business.
Indeed. Foundations, the Knight Foundation, the Ford Foundation, places like that are underwriting investigative, data-intensive reporting. I think those are, I think you'll, they're already making an impact. I think they'll make an even greater impact in the future and in the immediate future.
So the journalism we practice, we both started in Salt Lake journalism the same year.
We both have gray hair.
Well, at least we still have hair. Yeah. We're proud of that, but certainly the model has changed immensely. The amount of profit in both television, radio, and newspaper has plummeted with the digital age, and adjustments have had to be made. But I think hats off to you and everybody else who still practices journalism. Salt Lake still has one of the more robust journalistic communities in the country, I think.
Thank you for saying so. I agree completely. Our staff is about half the size it was 7 years ago.
Half?
Yeah.
That's got to be, I mean, what? It must just be sad to look around the newsroom.
Well, a lot of empty desks. Now everyone has two desks.
Very good.
How many reporters do you have? How many full-time reporters?
We have 85 journalists in the newsroom. We have between 40 and 50 of those are reporters. And the reason I say between, because people wear a lot of hats. You know, some of those aren't full-time reporters. They have other hats. They're digital producers. They're editors. Part of the day and reporters other part of the day, but so that's big enough. That is still a good sized newsroom. I think we can still do great watchdog, explanatory journalism, and we can do an excellent job of covering breaking news with a staff that size.
The number is 649-9004. We're looking for your phone calls to meet the Mountain West Bank Challenge, generously brought in by Ryan Hoffman and Brooks Harbertson. Brooks is the commercial lender. Brian Hoffman's the branch manager at Mountain West Bank. And Ryan, one thing I notice, we bank at Mountain West, and one thing I notice is you have filled a niche in catering to the Latino population, which is about 25% of Summit County now. I see lots of bilingual tellers and customers.
Yeah, this is true. I would say, that's been a big growth area for our branch, and we're happy to be a bank that services that area of our community. I would say half of our staff is bilingual, and so we're able to take care of that. And but yeah, that's good to see that area grow, and we're happy to be a bank that does that.
What else is growing? There just seem to be businesses, and as the Mountain Money Show, we have a new business on almost every week. I mean, new businesses are being created at a pretty amazing rate up here.
Yeah, let Brooks speak to that.
I think that kind of goes in line with what the economy is doing right now in our market, and it's growing. And I think people, like I said earlier, are not fence-sitting. If they thought they were going to start a business a few years ago, they feel like now maybe will be that time to give it a shot. And so I think new businesses, I think small business truly is still the engine of America, and I think we really need to do everything we can from a bank's perspective, but also a community's perspective, to help those organizations grow. And I think we do. I think we support local, and that's one of the reasons Mountain West Bank supports the radio, and I think we should keep doing that in the community.
Speaking of startups and also the banking industry, recently I've heard some pitches from some folks that are targeting what they call the unbanked consumer. And I've seen reports like 25% of Americans don't have a banking relationship. They pay cash, they're unbanked. Are you guys doing anything to address that, to try to attract that group in? Because I think, for folks that do the banking relationship, it can be the best way to go, because some of the other alternatives are quite expensive for folks.
We try within the parameters that we can work with. The SBA, the Small Business Administration, has some programs for startups, and we do a lot of Small Business Administration lending. So,
I was going to a different area with that, not just the startups, but just in general. I've had startups come talk to me, and their idea is they want to offer banking services to people that don't have a banking relationship. And the stats that they showed me, and I've had a couple startups in the last 12 months approach me on this, their stats are 25% of Americans do not have a banking relationship, which is a staggering number. Do you guys see that? Does that sound about right to you? And what can you guys as a bank do to draw in those potential customers that today don't have a relationship with the
bank? I agree with the percentage. I'll let Ryan talk about it. But definitely, I think in the same vein as print media, people don't need to go to a bank anymore. They can go online and open an account. They never have to step foot in a branch.
Yeah, and I would say, since the recession, there's been a lot of new regulation that has come on that has limited banks' ability to charge fees in certain areas. I would say Mountain West Bank has always been very low cost. In fact, our checking accounts don't have a monthly fee, both personal and business. And that would be a deterrent for someone to open an account, as if they're paying too many fees. So they would resort to having a cash card, like a loadable cash card that they go to an ATM with or use wherever Visa is accepted. And that takes up a large portion of those people that are unbankable that look for ways to avoid those kinds of fees. But I'm proud to say that Mountain West Bank is a very low cost place to bank. So,
Indeed, I have a checking account there, and I know I don't pay a monthly
fee. Enjoy paying no fees.
So that works works for me. Okay, well, we will come back and wrap up the Pledge Drive edition of Mountain Money after a few messages. But a reminder, all day long, we are accepting your contributions at 649-9004. We have lots of good deals. Of course, as the week goes on, there will be less premiums available. Right now, on the first morning, the early bird gets the worm. We have everything available. So give us a call, 649-9004, and we will be back to wrap up Mountain Money after this.
This is Kelly Miller with Assemble Park City, a proud KPCW underwriter. Assemble offers a co-working space that provides a modern collaborative space for you to do your work on the web at assembleparkcity.com.
This is Tom Roney with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties. We are committed to serving Park City and are proud supporters of KPCW. More information at bhhsutah.com or one of our 24 offices throughout Summit and Wasatch counties.
This is Ryan Hoffman, branch manager at Mountain West Bank.
And Brooks Harbertson, commercial lender, sponsor of Mountain Money on KPCW.
We offer several products and services for individuals and businesses, including deposit and loan solutions.
Mountain West Bank, Kearns Boulevard, next to the theater, 649-3369.
Division of Glacier Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Mountain Money. A couple of minutes left. We are working on a challenge grant from Mountain West Bank, Ryan Hoffman, Brooks Harbertson in. We've also been chatting with Terry Orm, publisher of the Salt Lake Tribune. And just a few minutes left. Ryan, you have an event coming up at the bank. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I'd just like to invite all those, anyone and everyone, to this Friday, the 21st. We have an all-day event that's open to the public. We've got a barbecue and then we've got a drawing for some large gifts, like a full luggage set, among other things. So they're not small dinky little items. They're
nice.
And that's, you don't have to be a customer, you don't have to buy anything, just come enjoy the fun. We'll have some games. It's a tailgate theme with football season coming up. And but yeah, and then if you open an account with us, we have another set of gifts to choose from. So I would like to invite everyone out to that.
So barbecue over the noon hour?
11 to 3 we'll have, yeah. So we'll have hot dogs and hamburgers and everything that goes with it.
Very good. Well, thanks so much for bringing in the challenge grant. I think we have met it with the number of phone calls we've received, and we appreciate your support, both as a sponsor of Mountain Money on KPCW, but also for sponsoring this particular pledge drive. We appreciate that.
And you know, what a great thing. We're so grateful to be part of the community, and KPCW, with its support of nonprofits, and I don't think any of the nonprofits could do it without you, so I think everyone should support yours too.
Well, we appreciate that, and you know, starting at 10 o'clock, we will bring in the nonprofits 1 hour at a time, as we will all week long. Coming up at 10 o'clock, the Park City Education Foundation is coming up, but first, let's thank those who bring us Mountain Money every week.
Yeah, we want to thank Mountain West Bank, the Park City Chamber Bureau, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties, San Francisco Designs, and Jones Walbrook, Holbrook and McDonough. Thank you all. We couldn't do a show like this without your support.
Sure appreciate that. And we are here every Monday at 9 o'clock with news about personal finance and the big picture of finance. And next week, Doug will be talking with Bobby Monks, who has a new book out called Uninvested, How Wall Street Hijacks Your Money and How to Fight Back. And we will pair that with a couple of locals, Andre Shumatov with Park City Bike Demos and Clint Betts from the Start Fest.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show. I know Clint well. The Start Fest, it's down in Provo at the end of this month, August 31st. You're going to hear more about it next week, but you definitely want to tune in and hear about that, as well as our other two topics.
And Terry Orm of the Salt Lake Tribune, thank you for joining us for this pledge edition.
Thank you for having me.
And if we want to hear Trib Talk, when is that?
12:15, Monday through Friday.
At
SLTrib.com. Just go. It's a live stream, video chat every day.
Very fine. Of course, first you'd want to listen to KPCW's noon news starting at 12:06 and
wrapping up about 12:15, so that's perfect. You can do both.
Well, we'll go to 12:30, but you can dial out if you want to catch up on what's going on that the Salt Lake Tribune is reporting. So thanks very much for joining us. A reminder, we are looking at a high of 81 today in Park City. Going to cool off tomorrow into about 73. Add 6 or 7 degrees to those temperatures for the Heber Valley. So, looks like a great week coming up. I know it's going to be a great week on KPCW. 649-9004. Give us a call all day, anytime. We will be here till 6 o'clock every day. This is KPCW Park.